to case reports of three live births from in vitro fertilization embryo transfer following the administration of gonadotropin-releasing hormone agonist without gonadotropins. Prevalence of female infertility between the ages of 25 and 44 is 3.5 to 16.7 in developed countries, and 6.9 to 9.3 in developing countries. According to the study, this means that infertility affects 1 in 6 couples and is recognized by the WHO as the 5th most serious global disability. The International Committee for Monitoring Assisted Reproductive Technology reported that the global total of babies born as a result of assisted reproductive technology procedures and other advanced fertility treatments is more than 1 million. Advancements in controlled ovarian hyperstimulation procedures led to crucial accomplishment in human fertility treatment. NTS. ASHRAE guideline on ovarian stimulation gave us valuable evidence-based recommendations to optimize ovarian stimulation in heart. Conventional ovarian stimulation protocols for IVF embryo transfer are based upon the administration of gonadotropins combined with gonadotropin R. Acing hormone, GnRH. Analogs, either NRH or antagonist. The development of ovarian cyst requires the combination of NRH and gonadotropins for controlled ovarian hyperstimulation. However, in rare case patients may develop an ovarian hyper response after administration of NRH. Along here, two case study was conducted. In the first case, A33-YEAR-old, female diagnosed with polycystic ovary syndrome, presented for her first IVF cycle at our reproductive center 14 days after triptoline acetate was administered, day 18 of her menstrual cycle. The latter ovaries presented polycystic manifestations. The patient was given 5000 IU of human chorionic gonadotropin. 22 oocytes were obtained, and 8 embryos formed. 2 blastospheres were transferred in the frozen thawed embryo transfer cycle, and the patient was impregnated. In the second case, a 37-YEAR-old woman presented to the reproductive center for her first donor IVF cycle 14 days after NRH administration. The transvaginal ultrasound revealed 6 follicles measuring 17-26 mm in the bilateral ovaries. The patient was given 10,000 IU of human chorionic gonadotropin. 3 oocytes were obtained, and 3 embryos formed. 2 high-grade embryos were transferred in the frozen thawed embryo transfer cycle, and the patient was impregnated. In these two special cases provide valuable knowledge through our experiments. We hypothesize that oocyte retrieval can be an alternative to cycle cancellation in these conditions. Considering the high progesterone level in most cases of this situation, we advocate freezing embryos after oocyte retrieval rather than fresh embryo transfer.